now.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Hey, welcome to the Grilling Guys. This is Barbecue Bob. Jop is in a boat in the big water. And we're gonna do an Easter show here. Conrad's gonna sit in for Jop. Welcome to the show, Conrad.
Hey, good to be here.
So good to have you along.
Thanks. And boy, we got a pretty good connection for all that water between us and Joppers.
We do. And happy Easter to everyone. Right now on the grilling line, we have the one and only Jop in the water.
Well, I'm on the water, Bob. I don't want to be in the water. That's where the fish are. Yeah. But there aren't as many as there was. I'm happy to tell you that, I don't know, here, reel it in. Serious. Reel it in. I'm catching a fish right now. That's not radio bullshit. We're catching a fish right now. I'm going to net it with one hand. Pull it in, Randy. Here we go. We'll net that some bitch right now.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Got him. But anyway, yeah, that was not planned, but welcome. That I just picked up the phone and just caught a walleye with one hand. I'm live on the radio. Not lying, but anyway, that's fun.
Yeah, you don't want to lie. Doing? You don't want to lie.
Be down here on an Easter weekend.
You don't want to lie on an Easter weekend, especially.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But no, we're catching walleyes. We're jigging. I'm looking around me. There's probably 70, 80 boats out here, right where we're at.
And wow.
I'm sure there's many more.
Are you all tied up together? So you can share coffee?
No, we're not rafting. We're drifting, though. Got the drift socks out, and we're just riding the waves, man.
Are the
cool.
Are the fishermen giving you bad looks when you reel one in?
No, they're not that close. It's big water out here. We're not sitting on top of each other, but we are having fun and caught a fish. And my buddy Randy just reeled it in, and I netted it while we were on the air here, so. First fish of the day for me, but I think that's the third or fourth one in the box already. So
that's fun. That'd be like the third beer of the day, though, right?
Might be. Yeah.
So it's the Randy and Randy Walleye Expedition. I like it.
Yeah, and his son Eric's with us, too. So there's three of us in the boat, and we're having a good time. But that doesn't make news, but it's you guys enjoy your day, enjoy your Easter, and thanks for checking in with me.
Yeah, but, so overall, how's
to do.
Overall, so you're jigging on the bottom, you're drifting and jigging.
That's exactly it.
And it's pre-spawn in Lake Erie, and that's your best bet.
Yep, you got it. Then we're catching mostly males right now, but it's fun. They're not as big as they were last year. They're littler. I don't know, that one was probably maybe 20 inches. Hey, Randy, I got another one. Here, really, man, I'm still on. No, this is not lying, Bob. Now we're catching the second one while you're on the line. The net up yet.
Don't lose him. No pressure.
Got him. He's in the boat. Well, hey, you know, can you guys just stay on the line for about four more hours so that I can just keep catching fish? This is crazy.
Maybe we're bringing you good luck. Maybe we should stay live. Hey, I'll just let you know, I brought a cooler with me, and our good friends up at Sanders sent us a nice package, a styrofoam package, UPS, with some meat in it. So your long-coveted Dutch loaf is in a cooler in my Jeep right now, and I'll drop it off to Lisa on the way out of the studio.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah. So you can report to us all how you can eat a piece live on the radio next weekend.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's great. You guys, you're in a good place.
Yeah, we are. We have a lot of fun, and I hadn't caught a fish till you guys dialed in, and now we caught two on my rod. So I guess I really can't say I caught them. I hooked them while we were on there, and somebody else reeled them in. I just netted it.
So what are you using for bait?
Minnows. They're lead head jigs, hair jigs. And with a little stinger hook on the back end, and tip it with a minnow and jig them off the bottom as you float across the water.
And how deep are you fishing right now?
13 feet.
I think that lake average is 11. So you're about you're about in with the average.
Yep, exactly. It's we found it. We fished up to 8 and down to like 17 in different spots as you drift over them, you know. But
yeah, it's just the habitat walleye happen to love.
Right.
And you're probably in Canadian or Ohio waters by now.
We're in Ohio. Yeah, we're in Ohio waters. And I do have an Ohio fishing license, Bob. So
that's a good. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. It makes it expensive fish if you don't.
Yeah, it sure does.
So you should be limited out in another couple hours, and you'll be headed in.
You get 6, right? So those are the. So you heard the first my two in the box. So yeah, you can get 6. So and, yep, Randy's got 3. So we got 5 fish in the boat right now, and we've been out here maybe an hour. So. Fun.
Well, that sounds cool. You going to be home by Easter?
Yeah. I'm going to fish through tomorrow and then shoot home for Easter on Sunday. You bet.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you have a great trip, and stay safe out there.
Yeah, smoke them if you got them, Randy. All right, have some fun.
You got it, Conrad. I'll do it.
All right.
Take care, guys.
See you later.
See you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
We're just starting to lose the boy too, weren't we? Just toward the end there. I think you were good luck though, Bob.
I think it was probably the phone threw off the you know, whatever. Are you a walleye fan?
I am. I'm a huge walleye fan.
Do you like fishing for them?
I love fishing for
them. Where do you do that? Muskegon?
Yeah,
pretty
much. Yeah. It's not too far away.
Right.
So steer away from Grand Hingham a little bit. And
well, the walleye are in Lake Muskegon and the mouth there.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
Yep.
And what's the water quality like in Lake Muskegon these days?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Better than it was back when I was fishing as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have done some cleaning up down there. And they're about to tear down one of those really big, I'm trying to think of the name of the factory that has just been rusting away for 30 years, and they're finally going to tear that thing.
Is that the pulp mill?
Yeah. Right down near Fricano's, and they're going to finally take that eyesore down.
That waterfront's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
they,
you know,
they're really making progress on
that
it.
If you're buying land, that Muskegon is the place to buy it because the development going along the lakeshore from South Haven, you know, and Grand Haven has been moving north for years, and Muskegon's the next place to explode.
The black eye is healing.
Yeah,
yep.
That's true.
That town's taken it on the chin for a long time. So when you do walleye at your house, who does it, you or your wife?
I do it.
Yeah.
I'll clean the fish and get them ready, and she'll cook them. So.
Well, I meant cook them. So
yeah.
she what's
oh, yeah.
her what's your favorite style? Fried.
Yeah, fried. Yeah.
Everybody likes
just
it fried.
A little cornmeal, you know, just something good, flour and... my wife is not into tartar sauce, but I'm a huge tartar sauce freak. Yeah.
It's so funny.
So she just,
you either like it or you don't.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, this weekend was the final fish fries for all of our friends on the west side of Grand Rapids. You know, last night was the final.
Sure.
And if you didn't experience the joy of a drive-through, drive up fish fry next year, pal. I'm telling you,
because really?
All those places all have their own little recipes.
Nice.
Very, very good. A shout out to Jackson Hall, Kashuka Hall, for all the goodies.
Really?
Oh, man.
Really. That sounds like an event.
It is. Oh, yeah. The Friday fish fries.
Every Friday, huh?
Yeah, every Friday. And, I mean, you couldn't name all the places
really?
In how long the show is, you know, to go and get some of that walleye or... Some people will advertise pollock or something like that, but very, very good.
Wow, that's incredible. We used to actually bake it a lot of times, and my wife would marinate it in milk and then bake it with lemon and thyme and sea salt.
Probably healthier for you.
It's really good. She loves it fried better.
Oh, yeah.
But I try to stay away from the fried, so I beg her to bake it. Beggar to make it.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Barbecue Bob and Conrad in for Jop. Our first segment just underway, and you got a lot of great Grilling Guys shows still to come.
You bet. Next up, we're going to talk with Big Paulie. So stay tight. Get yourself a coffee. We'll be back.